And we are joined now by the incomparable, always effervescent, lovely, talented, powerful. Please welcome Mrs. Moxie.
What up?
Hi.
How's it going? Technically on a sabbatical until tomorrow. Oh.
Is that when your sabbatical like officially ends? Is that?
Yeah, I'm just saying because that's when I have to put the heels back on.
Yeah, that's true.
She came in today wearing her house coat and her slippers.
Exactly, exactly. Just a little chapstick.
So we are going to talk a little bit about Mardi Gras. That is coming up, and you brought your friend with you.
I did bring a friend with
you. Yeah, if you hear any little background noise, we brought our little puppy Onyx with. She's not a puppy. We just refer to all dogs as puppies.
So. Yep. So she's very cuddly this morning. Yeah. Yes, Mardi Gras is coming up.
Yeah, March 1st. Before that, I just want to give a little promo. The two of you have a show that runs first Monday night of every month out in the open with the Moxies.
Yes.
And coincidentally, this coming Monday is the first Monday of February. Therefore, there's an out in the open with the Moxie show coming up.
Yes.
What's the topic?
So this one is kind of fun because it's so as we all just addressed that I was on a sabbatical. Well, on that sabbatical, I have been really thinking about restructuring out in the open and kind of changing things up. So this is kind of like closing that chapter of the original show.
Okay.
Where it was just out in the open with Mrs. Moxie. Mm-hmm. Going forward, it'll be slightly different, but this episode that we're airing on Monday is with Izzy Stunnen, got to guest host.
Oh, yeah.
My dear friend, Izzy Stunnen, the drag king and royal himself.
I love Izzy.
Izzy's amazing.
Izzy's awesome.
Yes, Izzy is awesome. And yeah, so Izzy is interviewing Mr. Moxie and I about our journey throughout the last couple years and all the things that we've been up to and kind of like a full circle kind of recap.
Oh, that's cool. Because Izzy was one of your, not your first guest, but your second guest.
Second, yes.
Yeah,
yep.
That's great. Yep.
So
Izzy and Lexi.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So it's going to be really fun to have that kind of full circle moment. And then going forward, me and Mr. Moxie are actually going to be doing a lot more of a how would you describe it?
So it's going to be a little more on the lighter side of things. We're going to keep it more conversational. And we're still going to have kind of a topic per episode, but I think you're going to find these topics are a little more universal. I feel like anybody could connect with them, even though we're still filtering them through our queer country lens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will there still be guests?
Yes, there will be here and there. We kind of want it to feel, you know, you call Imminent the living room of Northfield.
Yes.
So that's what I kind of want this show to become, is kind of like where people just pop in and say hi and talk with us and have conversations without having to be so
formal.
Formal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved what we did and I still like fully have believe in it, but it was very much it's an emotional roller coaster being the interviewer and then also hearing these stories, and especially with the way our world is going, it just was not too much, but it got to me a little bit. So I'm like, okay, how can we make this a little
let's lighten it up.
Exactly. Nice, light and airy like a fart. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, that's just great. Oh, there's the drag queen for you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Season two, light and airy, like a fart.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But yes, so
that'll be our tagline.
That is our tagline.
No, it's not.
Just teasing. We'll come up with something more
professional. But yes, Out in the Open has been a passion project of ours, and we love what we do. It's just, we want to also make it more fun.
Yeah.
Because, if you're ever looking for sort of a template of, like, the direction we're heading in, there's actually a podcast called The Bald and the Beautiful. Uh-huh. It's done by two other drag performers that have been on, like, RuPaul's Drag Race and all that. And they're two really good friends who chit-chat a lot. But yet, there's still, you know, there's a direction.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot of humor, a lot of laughter, and just a lot of good times.
That's what we're looking for.
But there's still a continuing story. Like, there is an arc through it of talking. Mm-hmm. So we're still going to have somewhat of a structure. It's just going to be a lot more conversational and comedic, I guess you could
say. And we're going to take a lot of inspiration from our real life. So, like, we... Honestly, I think because you can tell a lot about.
I would think Life in the Moxie Household is very much like a sitcom.
It very much can be.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's a very normal household.
It very much can be that. And like even just simple things. Like we had a text thread going a few weeks ago. And it
with
was
who?
Just, huh?
What text?
You thread? And I.
Oh,
we had yeah. a text thread going where we were just like talking to each other, and it just like kind of devolved really quickly into this like meme war where we were sending like memes and gifts back to each other. So I'm like, okay, something like as simple as that, because it's a theme of communication in relationships,
yeah.
right? And I think anybody can relate to that, no mm-hmm. matter what type of couple you are, because communication can always be kind of challenging.
Yeah.
So just taking those little day-to-day nuggets mm-hmm. and making a show out of them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's the new Out in the Open with the Moxies.
We're also still going to have the music, too, just so you know.
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to have a little more music, actually? Or
we might, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
We're going to expand our... So we've done a lot of country music, mainly. New country artists. We're going to expand it to just all music.
Yeah.
All
right.
You know?
All right.
Yeah.
You're going to play a little Pink Floyd, Chuck Berry, maybe?
You will have to tune in and find
out. Yes. And that's the first Monday of every month at 8.
Yes.
Yes. Outstanding. All right. Tell us more about Moxie Gras.
So Moxie Gras is, this is our second year doing yeah. it. It's up at the Grand Event Center. We have Lexi D, we have Jorge Sanchez, and then we have Misdiagnosis all coming down.
Excellent.
We're kind of restructuring this year because last year it was brunch, then there was a break, and then you come back, and then there was a masquerade ball. This year, doors open at 6:30 p.m., mm-hmm. and show starts about 7 o'clock. So you have the drag show, and then once the drag show's over, you can stay for the social hour mm-hmm. and dance. Mm-hmm. And like we're going to have music playing, cocktail hour. The drag performers will all be on this floor dancing with you. You can take pictures with us. Like just kind of like a social aspect of
yeah.
it all.
Yeah.
So we're kind of condensing it instead of doing a full day. It's all in the evening.
I remember Moxie Gras last year being exhausting.
Yeah, and you yeah. weren't the one in heels.
No, I was not. And frankly, I didn't go to the masquerade ball. I only went to the brunch, which in and of itself was exhausting.
Yeah, it's fun, great. Though.
Right. Oh, my God. It was hilarious. It was fantastic. Fun, right.
Yep.
Folks, if you've never been to a drag show before, I cannot recommend this enough. They're so much fun. And everyone is in such a great mood. It's
yeah.
like we all know that we're there to laugh and just kind of dig on the campiness of it all. And
yeah.
It's great.
Well, and I think it's also one of those things where you can just leave your worries and your troubles at the door yeah. and just kind of be like, okay, I can be entertained.
Yeah.
I can forget about my doctor's appointment on Tuesday. I
right.
can forget about my bill that's due next Thursday, you know, all right. those things.
Exactly.
And you just get to laugh. And not to mention, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, I've watched Lexi lose a wig. I've watched people pop nails in people's faces. I've fallen flat on my face on a stage and lost my eyelashes. Like, you never know what's going to happen, but it's going to be funny.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I wish people could get a view of, like, backstage sometimes because it's hysterical. Like, watching these performers change in and out of these elaborate costumes really quickly because, yep. you know, at best, they usually have maybe 5 minutes.
Right.
And it's just a marathon.
And
sometimes.
It's not just costumes. It's your wig change. It's your jewelry change. It's your shoes. It's
I have this vision of just Spanx flying everywhere.
Yeah, literally that. Like, after every show, you walk backstage, it looks like a bomb just went
yeah.
off. Like,
well, and it's
wigs,
funny
clothes, shoes, nails, everything, everywhere. It's just
right. Nuts. Well, and what's the worst part about it is like sometimes you'll be trying to get into a costume and your zipper will snap, and yep. then you're like, oh, I don't have a backup. What yeah. do I do?
Yeah, yep. yeah, yeah.
I remember at Eminent during Pride last year. I was down
share number.
My share number.
The skirt. He has this leather skirt. He was trying to mm-hmm. do this whole 80s share thing.
Yeah.
And
turn back time. That's what it was.
I was trying to zip it up, and I pulled on the zipper too hard and just snapped right off.
And I had less than a minute and a half to change.
Oh, my God.
So luckily, I brought two skirts. And I'm like, put this one back on.
Yeah.
but no, Moxie Gras is going to be a blast. There is a bar menu, so mm-hmm. we do have bar bites available mm-hmm. for purchase. I think the menu goes till 8 p.m., and then the food's done. And about 9 is when we're going to start, like, the dance kind of social hour
sure.
stuff.
Sure.
You can go to eventbrite.com and purchase tickets. It is an all-age event, mm-hmm. so all are welcome. Come as you are. What I say is if you want to dress up for Mardi Gras, come dressed up.
Yeah, man.
Wear your purple and green, your gold. I mean, bring a mask.
People have asked, like, what is Mardi Gras theme? Honestly, it's kind of a mishmash. So it came. I would say the best comparison would be like cocktail attire. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you have
or a masquerade,
cool,
if you
fun,
want.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, there are great Mardi Gras masks.
Yeah.
That you see all over the place. Yeah. I mean, they're just ornate like really.
Yeah.
Loud. They're fantastic.
Yeah. So you just kind of make it whatever you want. I mean, if nothing else, just Google Mardi Gras outfits and you can
find
stuff.
Crying out loud, if you just wore jeans and a t-shirt and just brought a mask with you, I'm totally...
I will say I would prefer people try and step it up a little bit.
But it's not required.
It's not required.
So, all right.
We're trying to create an ambiance.
But I will say, okay, wear black jeans. How about that?
You know, sure.
But and the reason why I say this is because I encourage people. I'm not saying it's required. I encourage because it does help you to get into the spirit of it. So
I get that.
All that said, one thing I did wanted to highlight for purchasing tickets, you can do this a couple of different ways. One, you can go to MrsMoxie.net, MrsMoxie.net, and go under our events page, and you will find towards the bottom of the page there is info. And you can click a link, or you can click the big Mardi Gras picture. Either one will get you to the Eventbrite-specific page for the event. The other way is just to go to eventbrite.com, and you can also just Google Mardi Gras. Either way, it works. You'll get there. Tickets are $20. However, there are some fees, as all platforms have. Yep. So with the fees and sales tax, it will come out to about $25 by the time it's all said and done per person.
But again, that gets you in. That gets you a table. You have your own server. You have the ambiance of, like, we're going to have the lanterns. There's going to be some goodies on your table.
Yep. We'll have some
Meet and greet with the cast and social dance. Like, it's a lot that you get with it. And it's just going to be a really fun time. And
we're going to have some signature cocktails and
all
kinds of, and the bar bites are going to be things like spinach dip and, chicken fingers, stuff like that.
You guys have developed a really good relationship with the Grand. Between you, Moxie Productions, is that what we call it? And the Grand staff, you guys have this thing down to a science.
We try,
and also the staff is so enthusiastic and in it. Like, we were actually talking to Jake and Lindsay, the owners, after our last event, and they said, our staff, your guys' events are the events that they ask to work.
Yep, they beg to work.
Yeah, well, they're like, usually people are asking for time off, but they ask to work your events.
It's got to be such a blast to work those things.
Yeah.
Exhausting, but also it's so fast-paced that you don't even notice that you're tired until you're done.
Everyone's just having a good time, and it's so fun, and
I am such a fan of these things. I can't wait. I'm supposed to not be in town. We'll see. Those plans are now maybe tentative. We'll see what happens.
There you go. I really get it. You know, life happens, and we got to do it. You know, if I had a choice, I'd go to the cabin too. But, you know, this is a great event if you want to just come out, have a great time, and kind of get out of that winter slump.
Yeah.
Kind of gets you in the know. Springtime fever vibe. So.
Yeah. So Saturday, March 1st, doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7.
When we say 7, it's like drag queen time, so it might not be actually 7.
Yeah, but close enough. And get your
tickets. You're on drag queen time, people.
Get your tickets either at MrsMoxie.net or through Eventbrite or Google search Mardi Gras. You've got your choices.
All right.
So there you go.
One more thing, and then we're going to get out of
here.
Briefly. Sunday night, the Grammy Awards are going to be on, which means, Mox, you're going to be back on Monday morning to talk about who wore what.
Yes. So we did that for the Golden Globes, and it was a blast.
We had a lot of good responses.
Yes.
I wasn't here. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to do this on Monday.
Well, Monday we're going to be back with the Grammys. And I call this, this is what I call it, is Fashion Judgment Rewind. So that's what I call my little segment, because I'm all about the fashion and the winners. Like, you get to learn about so many of the things that are coming out, the albums of the year, you know, things like that. So I can't wait to see how that goes. But yes, I'll be here back on Monday doing Fashion.
Let's be honest. You're not required to care about the music or anything. You're just required to care about what people are wearing and to, you know, have your judgment ready.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that is true.
Yeah.
I do like to know who is the number one album, like album of the year.
I am predicting, by the way, a full-on Beyonce sweep.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't think so. I think Chapel Roan.
Really?
Oh.
I don't know, man.
We'll have to see.
Chapel has been on fire.
Yeah, but it's still the Queen Bee, man.
But she's also been snubbed quite a bit this year already.
Chapel has, or
Beyonce?
Well, okay, but this is the Grammys.
True.
Which she doesn't own, but she may as well. And and the Grammys, I could be wrong. But the Grammys also love the people they have already loved.
You're not wrong on that.
That is very true.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Beyond that, Cowboy Carter was a phenomenal album.
And it was really good.
What I've heard of Chapel Roan, I loved.
Yeah.
But man, Cowboy Carter just took the cake.
Yeah. Year. I could see Chapel Roan being like best, like newer artist, emerging artist, and then Cowboy Carter being like album of the year.
Anyway,
yeah.
We're gonna have to bring this topic up with Representative Christy Purcell tomorrow morning.
She will have words.
She will have an opinion or two.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So. Hey, Mox, thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. Thank you for having me. And this is great. We'll see you on Monday.
Yes, and if you're out and about this weekend, I'll be at Imminent tomorrow night.
Oh, are you really?
Yep, tomorrow's game night.
Is it game night tomorrow night?
Yep.
Well, yeah, your hiatus is over then, isn't it?
Yeah, my sabbatical's over. So tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we have game night at Imminent.
All right, cool.
Come check it out.